Welcome back to the third lesson on the Kingdom Business Principle, sowing and reaping. Obviously, Dr. Jim Harris here, coming to you today with wrapping up this short series. In fact, this is the first series that we're doing at the Kingdom Institute, the institute that the Lord told me to start many years ago for a teaching foundational area for men and women in business to teach them how kingdom business should run, and particularly how to unleash the power of Holy Spirit. So I thank you for joining me on this first series of what will be many, many series to come. Let's jump right into it and finish off the kingdom principle, sowing and reaping. As you saw in lesson one, and I hope you've already seen lesson one, we looked at five fundamental truths of this concept of sowing and reaping in the Bible, starting in Genesis 1. In lesson number two, I shared with you 10 types of kingdom business seed you can sow. And today we're going to look at five key ways, five key things you can do to get your harvest, to get your reaping. Show number two was about sowing the seed. Today we're going to look at what we need to do to reap the harvest. We have things that we need to do. And this is what I want to share with you and teach with you today. Now, so let's jump right into it. Five keys to kingdom reaping. Here's the first one. And I hope you're writing this down. You see, I have my notes. Instead of, you know, trying to memorize this, I use this as a study too. I hope you have a notebook or some type of journal that you're taking notes onto, just like I'm doing as I teach this with you. Key number one to your kingdom reaping is this: God has a harvest timetable, and it's not yours. Let me say that again. God has a harvest timetable for the seed you've sown, and most of the time, it's not yours. How many of you in business or in life, you're saying, God, when are you going to move? When am I going to see you? I've done this. I'm waiting. His harvest timetable is not always yours. Let me share with you Galatians 6, verse 9. Here we go. Galatians 6, verse 9. Once again, this is all about sowing and reaping. And when it comes to reaping, Paul wrote, Galatians 6, verses 9, "And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season," that's God's time, not yours, not mine, "in due season we shall reap if we don't lose heart." Let me give you an example. Let me tell you my story. The time of this recording in 2024, it was 8 years ago, folks, that the Lord had me publish this book, Our Unfair Advantage, 8 years ago. Now, if you're like me as a business person, I'm a go-getter, I go after it, I see things, I want to do things, action, 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 let's go to the next, let's keep building. There was a time in my professional life, I was writing a book every 12, 15, 18 months, and that's what I would speak on and consult on. I kept building. A quite successful executive coaching and keynote speaking business. And then when the Lord had me write Our Unfair Advantage, all that stopped. God had a different timetable for me. I heard Him. I did what He asked me to do. I wrote a book on what I knew back then when I started learning what it meant to unleash the power of Holy Spirit in my work in the marketplace. And then it took 8 years, friends, for what you're seeing today to happen. What you're seeing today, the seed was sown 8 years ago when the book was published. And it took God in His perfect timing all these years of me to learn more and more and more, to step way beyond what I knew then to what now He's given me so far. And that's where this media has come from. That's where the next level of what He's taught me. It was His timetable, not mine. I wished and I prayed, God, let's get this thing moving. What's next? Let me write another book. He said, no, wait. We still have more to do. And in fact, I'm encouraging you, go to the website, drjimharris.com. Go to my website, drjimharris.com, and you can become part of what the WAIT, what I've been waiting for from the Lord for the next big thing for me that He wants me to do, and that is the translation project. We are now translating our unfair advantage into the top 20 spoken languages in the world. We already have five that we're working on in the translations, all through India and Pakistan. We still have 14 more to go. If you would like to sow good seed into the world so that men and women around the world, business people, will learn how to better unleash their unfair advantage in business, if you want to be part of that harvest, then come to my website, drjimharris.com. Jump up to the Translation Project page and you partner with the Translation Project, and that'll be part of your harvest in heaven. God's harvest timetable is not yours. Trust His timing. You say, well, man, that's hard to do. You bet it is, because our flesh wants to move on. But I'm telling you, trust His time frame. In the last 18 months, there has been more forward movement in what He wanted me to do 8 years ago than I could have done on my own the previous 7 years if I tried to do it, pushing it through myself. Trust His timetable. Let me give you an example that a farmer once told me. A man here locally. I shared this with him. He said, that's exactly right, Jim. He said, Jim, a farmer doesn't take a seed, plant the seed in the ground, water it, and then stand over the seed and say, grow. Come on. Grow. Grow. I need the harvest. Grow. Come on. No. He lets the seed do what the seed's supposed to do on its time frame. Do what you're supposed to do in your time frame. We're talking about harvesting for your business. If God says do this, trust Him, and His harvest will come. His harvest will come. And that feeds right in to key number two. The first key in kingdom reaping is God has a harvest timetable for you, and it may not be your own. Trust His. Number two, reaping is not automatic. You have to go get it. Now think about that for a second. We think about reaping that, you know, it's all going to come to me. Yes, it's going to come to me, but you've got to go get it. Think about the farmer. When he plants that seed and that stalk of corn grows, and now you've got all these different ears of corn, is that farmer sitting on his couch with a basket by his side and saying, okay, jump in the basket, come on. He has to go out in the field and he has to get it. I want to read you a story out of Mark that illustrates this so well for us business people. I hope you jot this down and study this even more for yourself. Because what I'm doing, really, I'm planting seeds for you to study more in your business about getting your harvest, about sowing and reaping. Starting in Mark 4, and we're going to start in verses 26. The parable of growing seed. This happens to be a New King James Version of the Bible. It's what I picked up today to come in to record. The parable of the growing seed. Just four verses. Verse 26, Mark 4. And Jesus, He said to him, the kingdom of God, as if a man should scatter seed on the ground. That's what we're teaching. And should sleep by night and rise by day, and the seed should sprout and grow. He himself does not know how. The farmer doesn't necessarily have to understand how the seed actually grows. The seed knows how to grow. It grows itself. Don't miss that point. Verse 28, for the earth yields crops by itself, Jesus teaches. The earth yields crops by itself, first the blade, then the head, then after the full grain of the head. And I like corn on the cob, so I'm thinking corn on the cob right now. I'm getting hungry. It's almost lunchtime as we're recording this. But when the grain ripens, 29, here we go, immediately he, the farmer, the one who sows the seed, immediately when he sees that corn and it's ready to be harvested, he puts it to the sickle because the harvest has come. I want you to realize that your harvest is not just going to show up automatically in your bank account. You got to be looking for it. You've got to expect it. In this story, three questions. Who sowed the seed? Man sowed the seed, a farmer. Who created the increase? God in His timetable. Back to the first key. It's His harvest time. And then third question, who harvested the grown seed? Man. Man sows, man goes and harvests, but God is part of the increase. He is the one that causes the increase. One of the most important things for you to learn is discernment. And I say in 2024, as we're recording this in early of the year 2024, for men and women in business worldwide, God just told me, the Lord, the Holy Spirit just told me a few weeks ago, He said, teach more on discernment. Discernment is going to be the most important of the 9 Holy Spirit gifts for the coming 18 months to 2 years. We're going to come back with a series on discernment very soon. That discerning when it's time to harvest. You don't pull up the corn too soon. You let it fully ripen. And your discernment, even though you may be needing that money quickly, the discernment is you better know the right time to go and get that harvest. So I'm encouraging you to study more, read more, keep coming back. I'll be teaching you more on what it means to discern for your business. You need to check on your seed, you need to keep a pulse on your seed, you need to work the land, but remember, you can expect the harvest, but remember, it's God that's bringing that increase on His time frame. I'm going to give you an example. Actually, I mentioned this in lesson number 2. Here's a personal story. And I'm still waiting for God's timing, perfect timing, to bring this seed to full harvest. I mentioned in lesson number 2, my wife, Brenda, and I, we've sold multiple vehicles. We've given away, God said, give them that vehicle, and it's been the best. We've given away our best vehicles. Were they new? Not necessarily, but it was the best we had. And recently, he gave us another one just a few months ago. But immediately we knew we needed to sow that back into the kingdom. Didn't make sense. I needed a vehicle, but we sold it back. Here's the point. I'm watching, I'm praying, and I'm saying, I'm living this myself. Lord, thank You for the ability to have sown these seeds over these last 15 years of multiple vehicles. I know, and you whispered to us, to Brenda and me in our prayer time, that You have something better for us, an even better vehicle. I don't see it. It's not in the garage. I'm not sitting in the garage waiting for it to show up, but I'm praying into it. I'm believing for it. I'm keeping my eyes open, not coveting, but I'm believing that harvest to come. Friends, you can do the same thing over your business. If you've gotten a promise, it's coming. Keep watching it. Don't forget about it. Pray into that seed. Pray over that seed. Bless that seed, and the harvest will come in His due time, as we learned in Mark 4. The first two keys again. I like to repeat as a teacher, we're looking at 5 kingdom reaping keys. The first one is that God has a timetable. It's not necessarily yours. Secondly, reaping's not automatic. You got to go get it. I'm looking for when I get that call to go and get that car, or when that car comes to me. All right, number 3. The third key, this is obvious, but I don't believe we think big enough in business on this. You sow big, you reap big. You sow big, you reap big. I want to go right back to the Word, because everything I do, I pray, is based upon the Word, not my opinion. I want us to go to 2 Kings. Write this down and go study it for yourself. Ask the Lord to give you more revelation than what I have time to give you today. 2 Kings 4, 1 through 7. I suggested key number 3, sow big and reap big. I want you to see how this plays out in this particular story. You know the story, but think about sowing big as I read it to you. 2 Kings 4, starting in verse 1. A certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets cried to Elisha, the prophet, saying, "Your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that your servant feared the Lord." My husband was an honorable man. "And the creditor is coming to take my 2 sons as slaves." Don't have time to teach how that was very common in Israel before Jesus, even in the time of Jesus. Verse number 2. So Elisha said to her, the Lord told Elisha to do this. "Tell her, what shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in your house? What do you have in your business?" God is asking. And she said, "Your maidservant has nothing in the house but 1 jar of oil." That's all she had. That's all she had. Then he said to her, "Go, borrow vessels from everywhere," expecting a big harvest. She's teaching this lady, "You're going to get a big harvest. Just do what I say," the prophet said. "Go, borrow vessels from everywhere, from all your neighbors, empty vessels. Do not gather just a few. Go find as many vessels as you can, because a supernatural harvest is about to appear." She had no clue what was going to happen, but she did what the prophet said. And when you have come in, you shall shut the door behind you and your sons, and shut behind with your sons inside, and pour into all those vessels and set aside the full ones. So she went, shut the door with her sons, brought the vessels in, and she poured it out. And it came to pass, here's what happened, when she obeyed the word of the Lord, she was sowing big. That's the point. Everything she had, she sowed everything. When the prophet, the man of God, when the Lord said, sow that, that's all she had. Bring me another vessel, because her jars were full. But when everyone was, when all the jars were filled, when there was not another vessel, the oil ceased. She came and told the man of God and said, go, and he said, go sell, pay your debts, your sons get to stay with you and enjoy the rest, because now you have the profit. The point, the P-R-O-F-I-T, the return on investment. Now she had oil that she could sell and use for everything she and her sons needed. She sowed big. The main point I want to make for you in your business, and I mentioned, I taught you in lesson number 2, 10 different ways to sow. Money was one of them, but there were 9 other ways you could sow as well. Any one of those could be a big seed. You could sow big into a relationship, go back to lesson number 2, or sow big into ideas or whatever it might be. It's not the dollar amount that you might be sowing, but it's what the percent of that dollar amount is everything that you have. When you sow big with a gracious heart, when you do what God wants to say, then in His timing, you will reap big. It is the faith you have in God that will bring you that supernatural harvest that you cannot even imagine. Right now, I'm beginning to taste that harvest He has globally. I'm having men and women from around the world reaching out to me now through social media and others about, will you teach me more? Will you come to my country and teach us more about our unfair advantage? And through the power of media, I'm going to let technology travel instead of me. We're going to be doing that more and more than I could have ever imagined when I wrote one book 8 years ago. So that's what I sowed, and now I'm beginning to see that profit. I'm encouraging you, don't be discouraged, keep going. Number four, this is huge, this is huge, this is huge, this is huge. I had not learned this until just recently, really, really recently. God has a timetable, it may not be yours. Reaping is not automatic. You got to go get it. You got to put some effort in to go get it. Sow big and you reap big. Yes, we know that, but even little seeds can produce, mustard seeds can produce huge trees. And key number 4 to your kingdom harvest is that God's harvest comes to you. God brings the harvest to you. I want us to go back and Luke 5. Let's go look at Luke. All right. Luke 5. I want just to read a quick story. We all know the story, but it's such a good one. Luke 5, verses 4 to 7. Jesus has been teaching on the Sea of Galilee. Saw 2 boats. Can I borrow one? Can I speak in it? Yeah. And he comes back in. Luke chapter 5, verse 4. And when he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, Peter, launch out into the deep and let out your nets, plural, for a catch. Nets. But Simon, Peter, said to him, Master, preacher, we've toiled all night and we've caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net, singular. Did you catch that? The net, singular. And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking. Then he called all his other buddies to come and get. There was a supernatural harvest that God already had, and He brought it to Peter. The harvest is God's, and He will bring it to you. You don't have to go out wandering all over the Sea of Galilee to look for it. In this case, Jesus said, we're going to bring the harvest to you if you do what I ask you to do. In fact, Jesus said, throw out the nets, plural. Peter only threw out one net. His net was breaking. He had to get everybody else to come and help him because the harvest was so big. If he had followed Jesus and threw out all his nets, see what I'm saying? There's a supernatural harvest waiting for you. And it may not be a financial, it may be in other ways, but there is a great harvest, and God is going to bring that harvest to you under the sowing and reaping covenant. When you sow good, you reap good. When you let Him have the timetable and not try to force it and jump ahead like Abraham did with having a son before Isaac. I mean, there's so many different ways we can go on this. And you're already coming up with more than we have time to share in this particular lesson. So remember, God's harvest does come to you. But don't be selfish with that harvest. Don't be selfish. One of my daily decrees is that show me, Lord, how I can sow in much of my harvest back into you. That's what I pray every day. Bring me supernatural increase that I can sow back into your kingdom in big, big ways. Now, I want to show the other side of it too. There's a caution here before going to the fifth key, which is an exhortation. This fourth key, God's harvest comes to you. I want us to go back to Galatians 6. We said earlier, we went to Galatians 6 and read a couple of verses. I want you to go back to Galatians 6 and read verse 7. This is a caution for you. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. There's a caution there. If you sow bad, you reap bad. If you sow little, you reap little. If you sow negative, you reap negative. But when you sow good, you can expect the supernatural kingdom increase that you're believing for. So now let's go to the last one in this lesson. Key number 5 to your kingdom reaping increase. And key number 5 is this. This is a challenge as much as a truth. Be bold and ask for your harvest. Be bold and ask for your harvest. Just don't plant the seeds and sit back and wait and say, oh, I hope it comes. No, be bold. When the Lord says plant, you expect a harvest and you stay in faith. That was the first of the 10 seeds I mentioned in lesson number 2. Stay in faith that that harvest is going to come. I believe that car is going to come. I believe that vehicle is going to come. Maybe one of you listening to this, the Lord says, hey, buy Jim a vehicle. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If that's how God wants to do it, I'm fine with that. That's up to Him. It's not up to me. I just stand in faith. 3 sets of verses. Jesus said, ask and ye shall receive. 3 different times. Mark 11, 24. John 16, 24. Matthew 21, 22. And He said, ask and ye shall receive. Ask boldly. Stop begging as a baby and ask boldly as a kingdom man or woman. So, Lord, I'm believing. I'm not coveting, but I'm believing. I'm standing with you. I'm a co-laborer. You've asked me to do this. You've given me this field to sow into. I'm believing for a harvest. Stand in faith that it will come. And just as a last exhortation for you, Philippians 4:19, some of you may know this by heart. Philippians 4:19 is the last exhortation to be bold. And my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. The sixth key that I teach in our unfair advantage on how to really unleash the power of Holy Spirit is to pray bold prayers. Just yesterday I got from another country, from outside the United States, someone who sent me their list of bold prayers to believe with them. I want you to start believing and praying big, bold prayers, because when you do in faith and you're sowing the good seeds, God will bring a big harvest to you, because that's His first covenant, Genesis 1, sowing and reaping. I pray that you come away, that you realize that God is not resisting your harvest, Satan is. God is not resisting your harvest, Satan is. And as you follow what I've taught you in these 3 lessons on sowing and reaping, the first real covenant that God promised Adam and Eve and then Noah, that it will never end, may this be your next step into reaping a supernatural harvest for yourself, for your business, and for those around you. And if you have found any value in this, if the Lord has stirred you in new and different ways, has brought revelation to you well beyond what I've taught, I'm going to ask boldly right now. I will simply ask boldly. Partner with me. Help me do more of this for more people around the world. Help me grow a media team that can do this even more. Help us believe with me for our own studio. We're borrowing a beautiful set here today. It's a beautiful set. But I'm believing big, and I'm praying big for my own studio for Dr. Jim Harris Ministries so we can do more of this and more and more and more, not just me, but other people too. If you would like to be part of a now global business ministry, a global business media ministry that teaches the world their unfair advantage in business, I pray that you see this is good seed. This is good ground. Sow your seed with me. Come to drjimharris.com/partner and learn how you can partner with me. And this could be part of your kingdom increase, your kingdom harvest in heaven, perhaps even on earth as well, as I believe it will be for you. Father, I pray that this series has been a supernatural touch of favor and increase for each man and woman listening to this. May they now have a fresh revelation on what it means to sow and to reap in and through and around their business for your glory, for the end time harvest, in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining me in this series. We're developing many more. Stay with me. We've got a long way to go. It's going to be fun. We'll see you on the next series. Thanks for joining us.